The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. For more relevant news and patient perspectives. Guar gum, type of dietary fiber, eases MS severity in mouse model. Guar gum, a type of dietary fiber that can be taken as a supplement, lessened inflammation and disease severity in a mouse model of multiple sclerosis, a new study reports. While fiber-rich diets have long been recommended to improve overall health, these findings help pinpoint which fibers have the greatest impact on immune system responses and should be part of dietary interventions for people with MS. The study, Inhibition of Th1 Activation and Differentiation by Dietary Guar Gum Ameliorates Experimental Autoimmune Encephalomyelitis, was published in Cell Reports. Although no special or particular diet is favored for people with MS, studies generally show the disease to be less severe in people with healthy, well-balanced food choices. Most dietary recommendations for MS suggest that patients should eat plenty of fiber, which can help ease inflammation. But there are many kinds of fiber, and they are rarely considered individually. Dietary fibers are potent modulators of immune responses and can control inflammation in multiple diseases. But they're a very biochemically diverse family. Our study gives us a clearer window into the potential of several sources of fiber in maintaining immune health, Lisa Osborne, Ph.D., an assistant professor in the Department of Microbiology and Immunology at the University of British Columbia, or UBC, and a study co-author, said in a university press release. Guar gum among four types of dietary fiber tested in EAE mice. To learn more, Osborne and colleagues conducted a series of experiments in mice with experimental autoimmune encephalitis, or EAE, a common mouse model of MS. Starting 2 weeks before EAE induction, the mice were fed either a standard diet containing 5% cellulose fiber, a diet with no fiber at all, or diets supplemented with 30% of one of four types of fiber, resistant starch, inulin, pectin, or guar gum. After EAE was induced, the disease progressed similarly in mice on all of the diets, with one notable exception. Mice given the guar gum diet had delayed symptom onset and lesser disease severity over a 15-day monitoring period. Guar gum supplementation significantly delayed symptom onset, limited disease incidence, and reduced cumulative disease severity in symptomatic mice over those 15 days, the researchers wrote. Experts have consistently been saying fiber is good for you, and a variety of fiber sources is important to immune health. But there hasn't been very much critical work into identifying how the body responds to different fiber types. It's fascinating that this particular source has such an impact, said Naomi Fettig, Ph.D., student at UCB and first author of the study. Guar gum, also called guaran, is extracted from guar beans, which are mainly grown in India and Pakistan. The fiber is commonly used as an additive to thicken and stabilize food in parts of the world. Guar beans aren't that common in Western diets, and the gum isn't used at these high levels as an additive in the West, Fettig said. Further analyses showed mice fed the guar gum diet had fewer inflammatory immune cells in their central nervous system, CNS, the brain and spinal cord. MS is caused by inflammation in the CNS. Results also showed that guar gum supplementation led to increased production of anti-inflammatory molecules called short-chain fatty acids, or SCFAs, by microbes in the gut. But other fibers also led to an increase in SCFA production. So these differences cannot account for the effects only seen with guar gum. These data suggest that delayed EAE onset in guar gum supplemented mice is a consequence of impaired immune cell recruitment to the CNS. The researchers wrote, diet supplements benefit MS may lie in CD4 T-cell changes. Further experimentation revealed that the guar gum diet led to reduced activation of a type of immune cell called CD4 T-cells. These cells grew less rapidly in mice fed the guar gum diet, and fewer of them showed signs of a pro-inflammatory process called Th1 polarization. The guar gum diet did not affect Th17 polarization, another type of inflammatory process in CD4 T cells. These data reveal a previously unappreciated role for the dietary fiber guar gum as a selective modifier of CD4 plus T cell activation and Th1, but not Th17 polarization, the researchers wrote. CD4 T cells from guar gum fed mice also showed reduced expression of gene coding. CD4 T cells from guar gum fed mice also showed reduced expression of genes coding for chemokine receptors and integrins, which these immune cells need to move through the body and to get into the CNS. These data suggest that in addition to inhibiting CD4 plus T cell activation, proliferation, and Th1 polarization, guar gum interferes with expression of an array of chemokine receptors and integrins and limits CD4 plus T cell migratory potential, the researchers wrote. In a final set of experiments, the researchers showed that T cells from mice given guar gum were diminished in their ability to induce EAE in mice on a controlled diet, showing that the protective effects of the diet are at least partly due to their effect on T cells. A noted study limitation is that the doses of guar gum used were higher than would realistically be given to people. Incorporating guar beans might be challenging to achieve at the doses we gave to mice, but a guar gum derivative, partially hydrolyzed guar gum, is commercially available as a prebiotic, Osborne said. This news article was written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on October 3, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. Goldilocks, a column by Stephen DiMarzo, published on September 29, 2022. My faith journey with primary progressive multiple sclerosis. After being given the most life-changing, devastating news I'd ever heard. Mr. DiMarzo, you have textbook MS. As a matter of fact, you have PPMS, primary progressive multiple sclerosis. The emotions and pictures that ran through my mind were vivid, horrific, angry, and upsetting, to say the least. What? How? Why? These were a few of the numerous thoughts that ran through my mind. I didn't know how I'd cope. I grew up in a multi-religious household without a defined path. We were encouraged to discover our own way and journey, wherever that might lead. After my diagnosis, I experienced a series of thought-provoking encounters. The first involved a pastor from a local church. I wanted to learn how to pray the rosary because I believed it was a powerful prayer that could help me understand what was happening in my life. Because I believed it was a powerful prayer that could help me understand what was happening to my life. This pastor told me not to pray the rosary, but rather to pray as if I were speaking directly to God. We prayed together for me to have strength and accept guidance in this life-changing time. It was an emotional and spiritual breakthrough for me. After that experience, several customers of mine who have deep faith and conviction came to my farm to see how I was doing. We all formed a circle and prayed. These were powerful moments. My emotions were on full display. Throughout 2021, these impromptu prayer sessions with complete strangers happened at least 4 times. I started believing there was a bigger player involved, and I found this belief to be quite comforting. In mid-October, a church with which I'd never done business came to the farm and asked me if I wanted to include the farm as part of its Halloween scavenger hunt. The pastor listened to my story of living with MS, and he prayed with me. This prayer session stirred me to wonder about these interesting coincidences. But actually, there are no coincidences. Follow the crumbs. In November, I crossed paths with another pastor who led a Baptist church in a town close to mine. We had a conversation about vaccines, my condition, and the gospel. I was fertile ground because I was searching for how I could and should be dealing with this diagnosis spiritually. The Sunday after that meeting, my wife and I attended our first service at Bible Baptist Church. We haven't missed a service since. The height of my faith exploration came when my sister-in-law became extremely ill. All of my physical issues were put aside as my focus became her. I prayed daily for her well-being and looked for ways to help. My prayers were answered through subtle and random opportunities that had no other reason to be there, except to direct me down a path. Follow the crumbs. My faith and my belief were growing. I find reading and listening to the gospel to be very powerful and comforting. The Bible is filled with references to the daily life struggles we all experience, which I never knew existed. One guest pastor discussed some of the everyday challenges we go through and asked the congregation, "What does God teach you about struggles?" Patience. Slow down. Make time for faith, family, and friends. Pre-diagnosis, my life was ruled by the clock. Since plants don't care what's going on in the world, I tended to them 24/7 and made no time for church or prayer. In a roundabout way, this disease has given me patience and time I'd never had. This led to a renewal of my faith. I'm a novice in this area, but I know it's okay to dive deeper into my faith. It offers me great comfort, answers my many questions, and can assist in removing burdens that encumber me. My journey continues. To read more columns from Stephen DiMarzo and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.